All right, so as we begin this evening's meditation, just taking a couple moments to establish the foundation of your posture. The sense of stability and support of your chair, your cushion. And letting your upper body rest easily over that. A sense of the bones stacking one upon another. And inviting a freeing of the head and neck, a gentle elongation toward the sky. In this way, the posture can be upright, awake, present, but also relaxed, relaxing any areas of tension, of holding. Just for a couple moments or a couple minutes, opening to the experience of hearing, of sound, establishing this receptive awareness, this receptive knowing. Letting the sounds come to you, come to your awareness. And meeting each sound with a quality of non-resistance, not trying to change it or alter it. Relaxing any liking or disliking. So just hearing. They're just sound being received and being released. And now for a few minutes, letting your awareness rest on the experience of breathing, wherever it might be the most easily sensed and felt. Perhaps the belly rising and falling, or the chest expanding and contracting. Or even the mouth or the nose. Letting your attention focus and rest on this experience of breathing, releasing everything else for the time being, thoughts, ideas. So there's just this one breath. Being patient if this doesn't happen automatically or to whatever level you think it should. Being patient with yourself. Just this breath. And tonight we're going to expand the instructions to include sensations of the body. And as we've explored, the quality of mindfulness can focus in on one particular part of the body, or it can be very broad, taking in the totality of this body's sensations. Let's play with this focusing in and out by bringing your attention to one of your palms, just wherever it's laying. Sensing into this part of the body. Relaxing any expectation or even idea of my palm. And going into the felt sense of this part of the body. Sensing the surface quality of the skin, touching whatever it might be touching, sensing the air, touching the skin and the palm. Continually going beneath the words and ideas to the direct, immediate experience of this surface of the palm. Now sensing into the interior of your palm. What is this like? Perhaps there's pulsing, vibration, some sort of movement of sensation. Noticing if this sensation is pleasant or unpleasant. What does this palm feel like? And letting the awareness broaden slightly to include not only the palm and the interior part of the palm, but the hand, the whole hand, the fingers, the back of the hand, the wrist. Noticing both the surface and the interior sensations. And you might notice that as we open to the sensations of the hand, the idea of hand, the outline, our concept of our hand seems to fade to the background. This is going underneath the ideas and concepts into the direct experience of something like our hand. Now allowing that flashlight of our mindfulness to expand to include the wrist and the forearm. Taking some time to notice the front part of the forearm and the surface on the skin level. And the backside of the forearm. Noticing the interior, the sensations within this part of our body. Perhaps not so easy to define or to label. So just relax into the sensations, the sense of movement, of pulsing, of tension, of relaxation. Letting the awareness include the elbow and the upper arm, the biceps and triceps, even the shoulder joint itself. Beginning by tuning in to this upper arm on the surface sensations and the internal sensations. And zooming out slightly so you sense the hand, the forearm, and the upper arm all together. As thoughts arise, as soon as you recognize them, you've already woken up from them. Relax the body, relaxing the mind and heart, and gently coming back to the experience of sensations in this arm. Sensing the arm from the fingertips to the shoulder. Just letting whatever sensation becomes predominant. Letting that be noticed. And now expanding the field of meditation or the mindfulness lens even wider to notice both hands and arms. There may be a contrast with the arm that you've been attending to, exploring. It may feel much more alive, much more awake, while the other one is a little less pronounced. This is a taste of what it means to be embodied versus disconnected. So letting your awareness now include the other hand, the other forearm, elbow, upper arm. At your own pace, slowly moving through, sensing these different components. The external contact against the air, against the clothing, your chair. The internal experience. Just like with sound, practicing doing nothing with the sensations other than simply knowing, simply observing. Gently encouraging a sustained quality of attention, gently releasing thought and coming back again and again to the immediacy of this arm, this hand. Now, sometimes we may choose to focus our attention on one particular part of our body or one part of experience. Other times we may have a much broader field. So now broadening this field of mindfulness to include the whole of the body. Not trying to feel every single part all at once, but more settling back in a receptive attitude. And just noticing whatever calls your attention. Perhaps in one moment it's an ache in the back. The next it might be the contact of your hand against the other hand. So you're settling back with your awareness and simply noticing the arising and passing away of sensations in the hands, the arms, the legs, the belly, the chest, the head, pelvis. If there's nothing overly strong arising, like some discomfort, you can notice just the constantly changing sensations, this constant flux arising and passing. Of movement of internal sensations. If you're finding the mind becomes easily distracted, you may softly, mentally note to yourself the location of each sensation. As I do it now with you, back, hand, knee, back, elbow. As each sensation arises, just mentally note, ah, oh, there's my elbow, there's my back. This is helpful if our minds are easily distracted. But if there's a quality of steadiness, of collectedness, simply receiving each sensation, resting in that quality of mindfulness. And now noticing a quality of sensation that's moving through the body. We often call the breath. So letting your awareness come back to this original sensation we began with. Perhaps feeling the breath as a body movement, not limited to just the chest or belly, but subtly moving through the entirety of this body. How the back moves, how the limbs move. Letting your mindfulness become more and more sensitive, sensing the nuances of this breath. just feeling this one in-breath, this one out-breath. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. Staying within the meditation until the sound fades, and then coming out very gently, very slowly.